Good morning. It's good to be back and to be able to get into God's Word with you today. I want to invite you to turn to Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, we're going to be looking at today. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Starting in verse 10, finally, be strengthened by the Lord and by his vast strength. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the tactics of the devil. For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world powers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. This is why you must take up the full armor of God, so that you may be able to resist in the evil day. And having prepared everything, to take your stand, stand therefore with truth like a belt around your waist, righteousness like armor on your chest, and your feet sandaled with readiness for the gospel of peace. In every situation, take the shield of faith, and with it you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. Pray at all times in the Spirit with every prayer and request, and stay alert in this with all perseverance and intercession for all the saints. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your word. Lord, I pray that you will teach us through your word today. Lord, that you will work in our hearts. Holy Spirit, that you will open our hearts and open our minds and open our ears to hear your word. Lord, that we will respond to you today. Lord, teach us. Change us. And Lord, I pray that you will be the sole focus of our time here today. That you'll be honored, that you'll be glorified. And as we leave this place today, that we will live out what you have called us to do. We pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Let me ask you this. What describes you? One, a ready person, someone who is prepared. Or two, a reactionary person. As it comes, you figure it out. You may look at your life and you could say, well, there's some areas where I'm ready and there's some areas where I'm reactionary. And we all react in areas and we need to be able to react. But what I'm talking about is, are you prepared in life? Let me give you some examples of this reactionary versus being prepared or being ready. Meal planners. Meal planners are ready for the week. Reactionary person wonder, what's for dinner tonight? Because we don't got that figured out quite yet. Reactionary or ready? Which one do you fall under? And you, there's probably each of us in here. I know there is. What about shopping? Are you a list shopper? Are you a store wanderer? With our kids, I told you about the going to the store with kids a few weeks ago. With our kids, we're more store wanderers because we wonder, okay, we forgot that and that was like six aisles ago. Let's go back there, over there, over there. And we just wear out the aisles when we're in the store. But I know some people will actually like list out their list in order, not alphabetically, but by aisle they come to, starting in the back of the store because that leads to the best amount of time spent in the store, I hear. If you start in the back and work your way forward and then towards the aisle, you can get out quicker. And so some people really want to get out quick, and so they start with the yogurt and cheese on their list and the juice. If you go to Myers, that's how it is. Okay? And then after that, they grab the milk and the garbage bags, and they're working their way, and they work their way through the pastas, and I know the order here. And so, I could go on, but I won't. And so they have their whole list in order, and check, 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 and they get up to the front, and there is nothing forgotten. It's not us. Are you a calendar keeper? This would be the ready person. Or you are a forgetful rusher. Laura, you're like, oh man, there's a meeting in 5 minutes that I totally forgot I had today that I have to be at, and it's 10 minutes away. So I'm going to be late. Which one are you? What about for you students? Are you a steady studier or a midnight crammer? I was a midnight crammer. I thought I could absorb through sleeping on my books the knowledge. Don't do that. It doesn't work. What about sports fans? Are you a ongoing fan, a steady fan, a faithful fan? Are you a bandwagon jumper? See, the bandwagon jumper would be the reactionary person. Whoever's in the World Series, who's ever in the Super Bowl, who's ever going in the playoffs in college, they've got that hat, they've got that beanie, they've got that shirt. They're reactionary. What about this one? Gas. Do you fill up your gas tank when you roll in on fumes? That's reactionary. Or do you never let it get below half? Or get below quarter of a tank? That would be someone who is ready. This is my battle, and this was a battle of this week. Lotion. Are you a daily moisturizer? Or do you wait till it looks like you played Bloody Knuckles? You know, Bloody Knuckles, where you, okay. I wait. I wait until I have left trails of blood from the door to where the lotion's cup, and Noah's like, Daddy, boo-boos. You know, something's wrong with your hand. Yes, okay, so I lotion up. And that's how I am, and that's kind of been an ongoing thing. And if you're like me, and you kind of like secretly despise lotion because the way it makes your palms feel, I was telling Rachel, if somebody would produce lotion like in a deodorant stick that I could put on the backs of my hands and leave off the palms of my hands, I'd be good. I don't need to lotion the palms of my hands. They are totally fine. It's the backs. Okay? So I tell Rachel, you lotion the backs, use the rest for your hands. We're good. Deodorant stick, I'm telling you, somebody produced that. I will buy it. You'll have one sale right here. So do you know, if you're like me, that there's something called daily moisturizer? See, it's right next to the aisle, the thing I buy. Extreme intensive dry skin. You're about to die cream. See, it's called cream at that point. It's no longer lotion. It's cream. Where you put it on and you feel oily for days and they can track wherever you've been. But we have areas in our life where we are all this way. Areas where we are reactionary. In areas where we plan or we are ready. But what about spiritually? How do we live our spiritual lives? In our Christian walk, are we ready believers or preparing believers, or are we reactionary believers? Scrambling to react, to take back, we're taken back by attacks, we're thrown off, or we only react to God or pursue Him when we're in those dark valleys. But when we're on the plane and everything seems to be going, not the airplane, but the flat land, the planes, when everything seems to be going okay, there's very little pursuit of God. Which one would describe us? A ready believer, a prepared believer or preparing believer, or a reactionary believer? You see, as Christians, we are called to be ready. We are called to be prepared. Verse 13 of what we read when we started, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 says this. This is why you must take up the full armor of God so that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having prepared everything, to take your stand. As believers, we're called to be prepared. Many times we don't react, though, to be preparing people or ready people until we see the need to be prepared people or ready people. We let things slide, or we let things just kind of go by until it's too late and there's a trail of blood from the door to the lotion. And that's how we live in our spiritual lives sometimes. So today, what I want to do is I want to focus on why we should be prepared people and establish that. And then next week, we're going to look at how we can be prepared people. So why starts out here in verse 13 here. It says, this is why. This is why, verse 13 says, this is why you must take up the full armor of God. This is the prepared person has the full armor of God. And we're going to look at that next week. But this is why. So what's it talking about? Well, it's talking about verses 11 and 12 there. 11 and 12 tell the why. And 11 says this, put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the tactics of the devil. For our battle, there's a battle going on, is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the world powers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. And so there is a battle going on, a spiritual battle going on. This is why you need to be prepared. What is this battle and who is this battle against? It's not against each other. It's not against someone on this earth that does not agree with you. There is an attack going on by Satan on believers in this world. 1 Peter talks about this. 1 Peter 5, 8 through 9 says this. Be serious. Get that? Be serious. Be alert. This is ready. If you're alert, you're ready. So we're called to be ready here. Your adversary, who's our adversary? The devil is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for anyone he can devour. And then it says this, resist him and be firm in the faith. How will we do that? We'll get to that next week. Knowing that the same suffering is being experienced by your fellow believers throughout the world. There are attacks going on, spiritual warfare going on, and many times we do not even recognize it as spiritual warfare. But it is going on in our lives. And so we need to be prepared as believers, to stand firm, to resist him, to stand in the faith, as 1 Peter says there. So going back to Ephesians 6:13, this having prepared everything that verse 13 is talking about so that we can stand, or so we can take your stand, this is the ready life that we're called to have as believers. The prepared life. I want to read you several other verses. And I want to encourage you to write these down, look them up later. I'm going to kind of go through them pretty quickly so you don't have to switch back and forth, and they're not going to be behind me. But feel free to write them down if you want to look them up as we go. If you're quick with your Bible, go for it. 1 Thessalonians 5, 6. This is establishing why we should be ready. Listen to this. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 6. So then, you must not sleep Well, it doesn't mean that you must not ever sleep. I mean, sleep is good. We should sleep. But this is talking about spiritually here. Like the rest, this is the relaxation. This is the taking the break in our spiritual lives. This is the during on the plains when everything's going okay, not pursuing God kind of life that we're not called to have. You must not sleep like the rest, but we must stay awake and be serious. This is an alertness. This is a readiness that we are called to have as believers. These are commands that we are called to have here. Titus 3, verse 1. God writes through Paul to Titus, to the church. And he says this, remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work. We are called here to be ready for good works. And so as believers, as the church, we are called to be ready to work for God, for His glory. 1 Corinthians 16, 13. Be alert. Stand firm in the faith. I like this one. This is the next comma, says this. Act like men. Be strong. This is written to men in the church. It says this, be alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men. Act like them. Be a man. Be strong. And so, men, we are called here to a readiness. 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore, with your minds ready for action, be serious and set your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. With your minds ready for action, be serious. How serious are we in our Christian walk? How serious are you about being ready? How serious are you about serving the Lord, the ready for the good works that we're called to do? Reactionary or ready in our Christian walk? There's another passage where Jesus is telling a parable, or he goes into a parable. In Mark 13, 32 through 37, and he's talking about the end times here, but the parable shows a readiness life that we're called to have. Now concerning that day or hour, no one knows, talking about Christ's return. Neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, except the Father. It says this in verse 33. Watch. Be alert. For you do not know when the time is coming. It is like a man on a journey who left his house, gave authority to his slaves, gave each one his work, and commanded the keeper to be alert. Therefore, be alert, since you do not know when the master of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight, or at the crowing of the rooster, or early in the morning. Otherwise, he might come suddenly and find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to everyone, be alert. You see, Jesus here, four different times, talking to his disciples and talking to us as believers, to everyone, as he says there at the end, he calls us to be alert. So when you look at your life, when you look at your Christian walk. I asked you to think about earlier which one describes you. Would alertness, would serious, would readiness be a description of your Christian walk? If not, do you understand the importance of being ready, alert, and serious in your Christian walk? Each of those verses described a different reason. One, it was commanded. We are commanded to be ready. Another, there is a spiritual warfare going on. There is spiritual war going on in our lives. So we need to be ready, prepared for it. Three, so that we can stand firm in Christ no matter what this world throws at us. Four, so that we can do the good works God has prepared for us for His glory. Five, so we're ready to take action as believers. Six, Jesus is returning. I want to be found serving Him. So, next week, we'll get into the how. But today, I hope that we understand the why. I hope that our hearts have been prepared to respond to the, I need to be ready. I need to be ready in my relationship with Christ and my Christian walk, because there is a war going on. Because I have been called to live for Jesus in this world. And so many times in my life, maybe I'm living reactionary. And I'm only pursuing Him when things go bad. But when things are good, what I'm pursuing myself. I'm pursuing my desires. I'm pursuing the world. But when things fall apart, then I'm desperate for Him again. It's a study we've been doing in our life groups. When we reach the end of ourself, and we realize that we can't do it, that's when many of us start to seek the Lord, even in our Christian walk. Yes, that happens when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior the first time, when we realize that we cannot get to heaven under our own power, under any of our own works. There is a time where we reach the end of ourselves there. But many times in our Christian walk, that happens over and over and over, because we go back and forth between this reactionary life and this ready life. And every time life falls apart, that's when we pursue God. And that should be as believers. We should be pursuing Him constantly. We're going to get into that next week. Join me in prayer if you would. Lord, please prepare our hearts. Prepare our hearts to have a desire to be ready for You. To not live reactionary lives. But Lord, to understand the command, to understand that there is a war going on spiritually, to understand, Lord, that we need to stand for You. Lord, that You have prepared works in advance for us to do, Lord, and help us to prepare for those, to be ready for those, to take action in those. And Lord, that when You return, we will not be found sleeping, Lord, but we will be found serving You faithfully where You've called us to work. Lord, help us to understand, to get the importance of this, Lord. And help us to react and respond. Next week, as we dig into the how to prepare, how to be ready, help us, Lord, to be serious about it, to be applicational and start to apply these things in our lives. Lord, I thank You for Your word. I thank You for the commands and the challenges in it. Help us to live for You. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to stand and we're going to close with a song. I invite you to spend this time in prayer. Spend this time in worship. But if you have been struggling with this, man, that's me. That describes me. I'm reactionary in my Christian walk. It's like when things tend to fall apart is when I finally start to seek the Lord. And when things start to go okay, then I don't even talk to him. I don't even read my Bible. I don't do anything. And start to pray now, Lord, please help me to understand the importance of being ready in my Christian walk all the time. And continue to pray that throughout this week. Let's worship together.